Hi, this is Dr. Tizel dictating a psychiatric evaluation. The patient, Krishna Patel, first name Krishna, last name Patel, date of birth 2-8-1998, date of evaluation 1-3-2024. New paragraph. Patient is a 25-year-old single female residing with her parents and 18-year-old brother, who is currently home from college, comma, working in her father's pharmaceutical business, comma, referred by her primary care physician, Dr. Shekhar Gallapalli, first name Shekhar, last name Golapali, for medication evaluation and management of depressive symptoms, period. Patient was evaluated today through video conferencing, period. New paragraph. The patient stated she has been under the care of a psychiatrist, comma, Dr. Gossman, I guess it's G-O-S-M-A-N, at Stony Brook University, for the past year, last having been seen over the summer, period. At that time, she was prescribed on medication to address her depressive symptoms, period. She stated she was started initially prescribed on Zoloft up to 100 milligrams a day, but it was stopped as she felt it caused her to experience a lack of emotion, which she described as being, quote, dullness, end of quote, and was not helping her depression, period. She was then prescribed on Effexor XR up to 300 milligrams QAM, and then later Wellbutrin XL 150 milligrams QAM was added, period. However, she stated that the Wellbutrin caused her to experience lack of appetite, so she stopped taking it, period. The patient described that during the summer of 2023, she developed seizure-like activity with spasms, twitching, and fainting tendencies, period. She described it more so as an absence type versus grand mal type seizures, period. She stated she then went to India from August to September of 2023, where many of her family members resided, to attend a family wedding, as well as to see a neurologist there who performed an EEG, which demonstrated, quote, seizure-like activity, end of quote, period. Patient stated she was then started on Depakon, D-E-P-A-C-O-N, 300 milligrams twice a day, in parentheses, valproic sodium, end of parentheses, and her dosage was at that time decreased. Her dosage of Effexor was at that time decreased to 150 milligrams QAM, period. Patient stated since having been prescribed on Depakon, D-A-P-A-C-O-N, her spasms and twitches have since decreased, with last reported seizure-like activity having been in August of 2023, period. Patient states having periods of depressive tendencies with rejection sensitivity, comma, periods of tearfulness, comma, and becoming quiet in manner, period. She stated that she is no longer under the care of her previous psychiatrist, as Dr. Gossman has since been on maternity leave, period. Patient reports being interested in coming off a Effexor and starting a new antidepressant that would enable her to feel more motivated and focused and not have any weight gaining tendencies, period. The patient reports sleeping from midnight till around 9-10 a.m., though periodically wakes up at night to go to the bathroom and then experiencing anxiety, period. She reports falling asleep after taking a few hits of cannabis, period. Her appetite is reported as being stable, period. Patient reports, in addition to working in her father's pharmaceutical business that is in the process of opening up a new store, comma, she goes to the gym once a day, working out for an hour, and spends time with her friends, period. She denies being in any significant relationship, period. The patient stated she will be going to India in February to March of 2024 to attend a family wedding, and while there, we'll also have follow-up with the neurologist who initially prescribed her on the Depakon, period. New paragraph, past psychiatric history. No reported history of psychiatric hospitalizations, no reported history of suicide attempts, no reported history of aggression, period. The patient did state that she did have two episodes of suicidal ideation, stating the first one occurred in the age of 18 when she thought about hanging herself, but then her parents came home and she did not go through with it, nor did her parents seek any treatment, as she states that her parents were reluctant to start her on any psychotropic medication, period. The second incident occurred in 2021 when she had been a year behind in her schooling and wasn't getting good grades, fearful that she wouldn't graduate. At that time, she thought about carbon monoxide poisoning, but again, did not go through with it, period. It was at that around that time she started to undergo treatment for her depressive tendencies, period. Patient reported a history of cutting in the past. Last time was several months ago. She described by doing so she would experience relief from her emotional pain, period. At that time, she was diagnosed with borderline personality disorder by her psychiatrist and was started in treatment with a DBT therapist for a year through Stony Brook, period. She last attended any treatment or with her therapist or psychiatrist in August of 2023, period. She states that her psychiatrist had also diagnosed her with possible ADHD, period. Patient reports drinking alcohol on a frequent social basis, usually with friends. On average, drinking, having a glass of alcohol once every 2 months, period. She also reports smoking marijuana on average twice a day, taking a few hits, which enables her to feel more relaxed and calm and help her fall asleep, period. Patient denies usage of any illicit substances, period. She reports taking in 200 to 300 milligrams of caffeine, which enables her to feel more focused in manner, usually through her pre-workout regimen before she exercises, period. New paragraph. Medical history. Patient's primary care physician is Dr. Galapali, G-O-L-A-P-A-L-I, period. She has no known drug allergies, period. Patient reports being 5'4" and weighing 107 pounds, period. She denies any history of significant medical problems, no reported history of surgeries. She did report in the summer of 2023 having been diagnosed with unspecified seizure disorder, though this is still continuing to be worked up in regards to what specific type, period. Patient denies any acute somatic complaints and did not appear in any acute physical distress, period. New paragraph, family history / social history. Patient has one brother who is 18 years old, currently attends Boston University, period. She stated that her father had been diagnosed with epilepsy in the past but is currently not receiving any treatment for it, period. Patient denied any history of psychiatric illness in her family, period. She denied any history of suicide in her family, period. She denied any history of substance abuse issues in her family, period. Patient did report one incident of sexual abuse by a stranger when she was vacationing in Cabo in January of 2023, describing having been undergoing anal sex, which she did follow up with her therapist and did not want to go into any further detail at this time, period. Patient stated in the past she had attended Stony Brook University, at that time majoring in psychology, but was unable to graduate due to poor grades, and now she has been working in her father's pharmaceutical business, but would like to eventually work in some kind of career dealing with children, period. New paragraph, mental status exam at time of evaluation revealed a 25-year-old slender female, casually groomed in neat attire, pleasant and cooperative on interview, maintaining good eye contact, period. Psychomotor activity level within normal limits, period. Speech spontaneous, normal productive, and goal-directed, period. Mood neutral, describing depressive tendencies, period. Affect appropriate, period. No signs, symptoms of mania, period. No evidence of any acute overt delusional beliefs, period. No evidence of any acute disordered thought processes, period. She denies any suicidal or homicidal ideation, period. She's awake, alert, oriented times four, with no evidence of any gross cognitive deficits, period. New paragraph, diagnoses, F3 2.A, unspecified depressive disorder, period. History of borderline personality disorder, period. Rule out bipolar disorder, unspecified, period. Rule out attention deficit hyperactivity disorder, unspecified, period. New paragraph, recommendations. Due to patient's preference, discuss with patient initiating a trial on Vibrid 10 milligrams QAM while at the same time tapering Effexor XR, period. Discuss with the patient for the first week to initiate Vibrid 10 milligrams QAM and continue with Effexor XR 150 milligrams QAM, and then by the second week to lower the Effexor XR to 75 milligrams QAM and continue with the Vibrid 10 milligrams QAM, period. Patient is to continue taking Depakon, D-A-P-A-C-O-N, 300 milligrams BID, as prescribed by her neurologist, period. Will obtain consent for past medical records from her previous treating psychiatrist, comma, Dr. Gossman, G-O-S-M-A-N, period. Patient is to have ongoing medical follow-up and routine labs, with most recent labs to be forwarded to this office for review, period. Patient was recommended to attend individual therapy, period. She is to have follow-up within 2 weeks in this office, at which time she will be seen by nurse practitioner Lauren Tableman, period. This is the end of dictation. Thank you so much. Goodbye.